Passage 23 of Studies. Studies serve for delight, for ornament, and for ability. Their chief use for delight is in privateness and retiring. For ornament is in discourse, and for ability is in the judgment and disposition of business. For expert men can execute and perhaps judge of particulars one by one, but the general counsels and the plots and marshalling of affairs come best from those that are learned. To spend too much time in studies is sloth. To use them too much for ornament is affection. To make judgment wholly by their rules is the humor of a scholar. They perfect nature and are perfected by experience. For natural abilities are like natural plants that need pruning by study. And studies themselves do give forth directions too much at large, except they be bounded in by experience. Crafty men condemn studies, simple men admire them, and wise men use them, for they teach not their own use, but that is a wisdom, without them and above them, won by observation. Read not to contradict and confute, nor to believe and take for granted, nor to find talk and discourse, but to weigh and consider. Some books are to be tasted, others to be swallowed, and some few to be chewed and digested. That is, some books are to be read only in parts, others to be read, but not curiously, and some few to be read wholly and with diligence and attention. Some books also may be read by deputy, and extracts made of them by others. But that would be only in the less important arguments, and the meaner sort of books. Else distilled books are, like common distilled waters, flashy things. Reading makes a full man, conference a ready man, and writing an exact man. And therefore, if a man write little, he had need have a great memory. If he confer little, he have need have a present wit. And if he read little, he had need have much cunning to seem to know that he does not. Histories make men wise, poets witty, the mathematics subtile, natural philosophy deep, moral grave, logic and rhetoric able to contend.